We continue now with our attorney talk with DJ Conti. He's the Central Catholic hockey coach. And DJ, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
No problem. Thanks for reaching out.
Appreciate it. All right. Talking with Coach Lee over at St. Mary's about your record and their – no, not your record, but your schedule and their schedule. You seem to have really similar strengths of schedule. And looking at yours, I mean, most of your games, win or lose, they're within a couple of goals. So tell me about how the season has gone and how you got this schedule together, because it looks pretty brutal.
Yeah, we compete in the Merrimack Valley Conference, you know, which is generally pretty strong for our league. You know, so we're, you know, night in and night out. The teams in our league really get up for the games against Central, as we do against our opponents. So, you know, but as far as our non-league schedule is concerned, mm-hmm. we reach out to some of the strongest teams in the state. You know, each year we try to strengthen our schedule even more than it is now. We start out the season around Christmas time at the Peter Frades tournament, which has BC High, you know, Pope Francis and St. John's Prep.
So, holy cow. You know,
yeah, that's always a good test for us. And, you know, some of our other non-league games, like St. Mary's, you know, we like to play again, the stronger teams in the state, so we face off against Severian and Hingham, and you know, we feel like, you know, we pay a little bit less attention to the win loss column and, mm-hmm. and trying to challenge ourselves and make sure we're battle tested.
How do you feel that's turned out this year, Coach? Because again, the schools you're talking about, you played them all competitively, you lost a couple, but that strength of schedule, how has it strengthened your team, or at least taught your kids something?
You know, I mean, you know, I try to keep them away from staring at the results of games and the rankings and all that stuff, because kind of you can get caught up in it sometimes. But, you know, I know they look at it, and, you know, our opponents and how they fare against other stronger opponents, and looking at the schedule, I mean, a lot of those teams are in the top five or six or mm-hmm. seven. You know, so even though we may not come out on top, again, winning the game, you know, hanging in there tight and competing. I mean, against St. John's, you know, we pulled the goalie in both of those games. So they were three goal games, but, you know, like you said, we hung in there, which is, you know, it does build a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, and I don't think I have to remind anybody that Prep ended up in the number one seed. Coach, is there a game or two that you could point to and let us know about that you would say, okay, this is the way we're supposed to play, this is good, this is how it's done? You know, in other words, the kids, I guess, would say they made the fewest mistakes.
Yeah, you know, we start the season off again in that tournament, the Peter Frades, and we end out at the Cardinal Classic out in Pope Francis. So we were able to see St. Mary's in the first game, and, you know, it was a 4-0 game, but if you saw it and you were out there, you'd see that it was a lot tighter than that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the guys came out strong. You know, some other factors contributed to, you know, we had a little bit of a loss of composure at certain times, and, you know, it ended up costing us. But they came out and they played with high energy. If they come out and play the body, you know, and stay focused and give everything they have every shift, we're a pretty tough team to play against. We've got some stronger older guys, and we've got some strength younger as well. We've got strong goaltending. So, you know, if they come out and execute and stay disciplined, we're a pretty strong team. And, you know, I thought we played well against Belmont as well. They've got a couple key players there that can be the difference maker in games. But we also played pretty strong there too. So I was encouraged by how we ended the season in those two games. So we'll see where it goes this week.
Could you let us know a few of the guys you've depended upon this season who have been your leaders?
Yeah. Well, Timmy Briley in net, you know, he's a senior. He was behind Michael Brothers, who was a three-year starter for us. So he didn't get a ton of time. Last year he got some games in that were big games for us, and did really well. But, you know, goaltending is one of those things where you kind of ride the hot hand, and, it, you know, you can be really good and not getting an opportunity because the guy in front of you is getting the job done. And, So he stepped into the starting role this year and has done great for us. He's made the saves that he's supposed to, and some of the saves that he maybe weren't so easy for him, which has been great. Sean Gray, who's a senior captain, you know, he's one of the hardest working kids we've had the opportunity to coach. He's out shift in and shift out. He gives everything he has out there. You know, he plays. He's contributed offensively quite a bit. I think he's got 10 goals for us this year.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's also pretty stout defensively. He's just a defensive-minded kid. So he's helped us. Cam Jankowski stepped up as a senior. I've had a couple guys that I had to move back on defense. One of them, Ben Furry, who's a senior, and he was a forward his whole hockey career. He stepped back last year and played D, so he's done a good job as well. So, you know, and some of our younger guys, Max Gagnon, he's a sophomore. He's contributed offensively. A kid, Adam Godfrey, who's done a fantastic job. He's a really an all-heart player out there and up and down the ice, and makes sacrifices his body to make the right play, you know. So, yeah, we've got a good solid team effort going, which is good to see.
Year after year, man, I'm telling you, schools down here on the lower part of the North Shore, they always have to go through the Merrimack, through the Merrimack Valley, through Tewksbury, through Central Catholic, and it's been brutal. Coach, anything else you want to tell us about your team? Because I know that you did play St. Mary's earlier, and Coach Lee echoed the same thing you did, that it was a very close game, and I don't know. How do you prepare for this game with a couple of days off, and now the game's resuming on Wednesday?
Yeah. Well, I was surprised by them. Obviously, they're well-coached kids, and St. Mary's always works hard. You know, they looked a little bit smaller, but they were really buzzing around and getting under our guys' skin, and the goaltender did a fantastic job. He's very responsible with his rebounds. You know, he was vacuuming everything up around him, and he's very square and composed in the net. So, you know, I think we're going to have to come out and play a physical game and have some net presence and cause some chaos in front of the goalie and get to the net and hope to pop in some rebounds. And, you know, maybe with a little bit of puck luck and hard work, we'll fare a little bit better than we did the last time we saw St. Mary's.
All the years I've been doing this, I'd never heard of puck luck, but that's a great phrase. Coach, congratulations on a great season, especially considering strength of schedule. And, again, thank you for talking with us. I appreciate it, and good luck on Wednesday.
Yep, thank you.
Take care, DJ. That is Central Catholic's Coach DJ Conte with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.